Hey, Chris Johnson here. It's getting late. It's getting fucking late on a Wednesday. It's past 8:30. It's past 8:30 on Wednesday, and I got to get a goddamn podcast out today on fucking Wednesday. Like, we're fucking up against it here. I feel like I've been all over the fucking place lately. So certain things that I usually do have not been getting done. Like this podcast. The podcast is getting out on fucking time. But like, you know, usually I have like two or three of these. So when fucking Wednesday or Sunday rolls around, I can just fucking go grab one that's already fucking done and cut up and put this motherfucker out. But lately I haven't been fucking doing that. I got my runs on the fucking weekends and the fucking snowstorm fucked me up. I was at some birthday parties and Thanksgiving shit. I gotta make a lot of Oreo balls. I've been making Oreo balls. I made a bunch of Oreo balls for Friendsgiving a couple weeks ago. And then it got canceled because of the snowstorm. And I thought, maybe I can freeze these motherfuckers. But I was like, God damn it, let's take this shit to Thanksgiving. You're gonna show up like a fucking hero with these fucking treats. But now I gotta make another batch of Oreo balls. Because even though Friendsgiving got canceled, in three fucking days, it's the Christmas party with the friends. Friendsmas? I noticed that like Friendsgiving is a term, but Friendsmas is not. Why is that? Friendsgiving is like a dumb made up term. Why isn't Friendsmas a dumb made up term? I'm fucking coining that shit right here, even though I think I stole it from Gonzo. I think he said it first. But like, he doesn't have a fucking podcast. I got a fucking podcast. I'm just gonna fucking put it out there now and say that I did it. And it's also fucking November 30th. I gotta get my fucking Christmas shit out. I'd like to take this shit out like after Thanksgiving. But again, like everything else with me, it's a fucking process. I got everything upstairs. On the first floor of my apartment building, I got a storage room in the laundry room. Everybody's got a fucking storage room in there. And I keep my Christmas tree and all my Christmas shit in there. And I went downstairs yesterday to get it up. So the fucking tree's here. Artificial tree, of course. Never a fucking real tree. Fuck that noise. I want to put the tree up when I want. I want to take it down when I want, preferably in the middle of fucking January. Real tree is just going to fucking die and shit. And they smell like balls. I know a lot of you assholes like the smell of real trees. Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, we must have different fucking senses. Like, I don't understand. When my cousin used to bring that shit home, it smelled like balls. I knew as soon as he fucking did it. I'm like, what the fuck is that fucking smell? It doesn't even smell like the outside. Like, I like the smell of the outside. If I'm outside in the fucking forest and you take a whiff... It's like, oh, that's good shit. But like the fucking tree inside, it smells like a bear just took a shit in the fucking living room. I gotta get all the Christmas shit out. I gotta put the tree together. I gotta light that shit. I gotta get all my decorations up. I got a million fucking decorations for Christmas. I got fucking decorations for everything, to be honest with you. You know, last year around this time, we were doing some fucking thing at work, some virtual fucking meeting. I think it was after hours. We were shooting the shit. And I can't remember. People were asking to look at something in my apartment. So I like turned the camera and they saw the tree. They're like, oh, you decorate your fucking house? I was like, yeah, I got my apartment all fucking decorated. They're like, you live alone and you do that? What the fuck? Shit, that's fucking insulting, goddammit. Basically, what you're saying is like, Chris Johnson, you're a fucking single loser. You got fucking nothing going on, jack shit. But like, you still take the time to decorate? Like, why can't single people decorate? Why the fuck shouldn't I decorate my fucking house? I like that shit. It makes me feel good. What, because I got fucking divorced? It's like, well, fuck it, man. Wife is gone. Like, there goes the decorations. That's it. Christmas decorations are fucking gone because I'm fucking living by myself. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, my mom decorates her place for fucking Christmas. I never walk in and say, like, you fucking asshole, dad's gone. Like, why are you decorating this shit? She fucking likes it. Is it because I'm a dude? If you got a penis, you can't fucking decorate? Why can't you decorate if you have a penis? It was one of those situations where, like, I was, like, offended, but, like, I don't know how far I want to take it. The guy who said it, I don't even think works at my job anymore, but, like, it fucking bothered me. Like, his surprise and his, like, scoffing at my shit fucking bothered me. Don't scoff at my shit, goddammit. I remember one time, like years ago. Actually, it was right when I got divorced. Because, like, I still had a bunch of shit up. When you get divorced, it's weird. Like, I don't know how everybody else handles breakups. But, you know, we lived together for fucking years. And we were in this apartment that we lived in together. So you got, like, a bunch of joint shit. You got joint shit on the fucking walls. You got fucking joint shit fucking everywhere. And when she bounced, she took, like, her shit. She didn't take a lot of the joint shit. So the joint shit got left behind. So there's a lot of joint shit in the fucking walls. Not necessarily, like, photos of us. Like, I took that shit down. Because that's just fucking weird. But, like, I don't know, like, decorations and whatnot. And this asshole came over, a friend of mine, and she's, like, looking at all this shit, and she's, like, laughing at it. She's like, what is this? I was like, I bought that for my wife. She's like, oh, don't fucking laugh at me, you piece of shit. Listen, just because you're not interested in shit like that doesn't mean that me or my fucking ex-wife wasn't interested in shit like that. Like, I know she's fucking gone, but, like, I like it too, goddammit. It's on the fucking wall. It was agreed to. Who the fuck just, like, mocks other people's shit? Like, especially, like, if you're at their house. Like, I understand, like, joking around a little bit. I can take a little bit of joking around. But, like, you're gonna, like, look at, like, I don't know, even know what it was. It was, like, something hanging on the wall. You're gonna, like, look at that shit. It was, like, springtime. It said, like, spring is here. And it was, like, a fucking, had, like, butterflies and shit on it. Sorry you don't like it. Tell you what, next time your fucking ass comes over, you can help fucking decorate, you piece of shit. I don't even know why the fuck she was over. It wasn't, like, a situation where it was just, like, fucking random people after the divorce either. I didn't do any of that shit. It was a friend. It was somebody I knew. It was a friend of mine. It wasn't a fucking stranger. I have not talked to that person in fucking years. because I was so fucking agitated by that piece of shit like coming to my place and being a dick, I shortly after that just cut off all communication. That's one thing you gotta learn in your life. You gotta fucking cut off communication with pieces of shit. Anybody that brings your ass fucking down, get rid of them. I don't give a shit if they're your fucking dad, your fucking mom, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, family members, somebody you're close to, former best friends. Get rid of those pieces of shit. Trim the fucking fat. People might look at me like I'm fucking pathetic because I live alone and I haven't fucking dated anybody in God knows how long, 7 years. But like, hey man, I'm like comfortable with myself. I'm good. I don't need like another person around here to like fucking define who my fucking ass is, you know? Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I hope you enjoyed these random thoughts that just spewed out of my fucking head because I realized I gotta get 3 hours to put a goddamn podcast out. But, you know, it's no different than any other fucking podcast story, I suppose. Podbean is the host of the podcast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Pandora, any podcasting site you want, really. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. Also, I want to put this motherfucker right in my Facebook timeline for you so you can catch that shit there.